News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration is upping the pressure on Israel, saying that when it resumes its ground campaign in Gaza, it must operate with greater precision in consideration of Palestinian civilians.
The Biden administration wants Israel to avoid more large-scale civilian casualties or mass displacement like what occurred before the current temporary ceasefire. Israel's ground campaign is aimed at eradicating the Hamas militant group, but there's been international and domestic pressure about the rising Palestinian death toll, which is at more than 13,000 people. Meanwhile, the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to return to the Middle East this week as the U.S. hopes to find a way to further extend the ceasefire and get more hostages released. Donna Water, Washington.
With the Gaza ceasefire extended for a couple of days, more captives are expected to be released today. President Biden's request for almost $106 billion in additional war aid is facing some obstacles in Congress.
Some Republican lawmakers want to isolate the money for Israel. Others want to attach border security measures to the international aid. The National Security Council's John Kirby says the funding is urgently needed.
The figures in that supplemental request are well informed by our Ukrainian partners and our Israeli partners. We didn't just pull those figures out of thin air.
Kirby says it's a critical time, especially for the Ukrainian army, with the winter months arriving. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Evan Gerskovich is going nowhere. A Moscow court extending the Wall Street Journal reporter's stay in a Russian prison through the end of January. Gerskovich is jailed on spy charges, allegations he vigorously denies. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 25 points, NASDAQ futures off 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your excess.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. It just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay, black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Some good news for the Las Vegas real estate market. Southern Nevada, only one of three metro areas in the country that have seen an increase in pending home sales. The online real estate website Redfin reports the Vegas Valley at 1.2%, along with San Jose, California, and Columbus, Ohio, are the only three areas of the U.S. that have posted a year-over-year increase when it comes to pending home sales. That's going into the month of November. Still, Las Vegas is on track to have one of its worst years for home sales since 2008 when the real estate bubble burst. The good news is we're near the end of the year. Mortgage and interest rates are falling. Henderson officials approving the controversial development of a 1,000-acre mine near Lake Las Vegas. The Three Kids Mine will get cleaned up, buried, and then a 3,000-home development will be built on top of it. Now, the more than 100-year-old mine was mined for manganese during World War II. That site cleanup will remove asbestos, then bury the rest of the contaminants in the mine's open pits before they top it off with some clean soil. Critics of the project say the city and the project developers have not given proper consideration to the area's long-term potential health risks. And a reminder that downtown Summerlin is celebrating the Christmas season with its annual holiday parade. That parade is happening now every Friday and Saturday night at 6 through December 16th. That happens along Park Center Drive. The parade will include holiday music, dancers, snow, and, of course, jolly old St. Nick himself. Santa Claus is also setting up shop at the Santa Chalet in the Macy's Promenade daily through Christmas Eve. Also returning to downtown Summerlin for the holiday season, the Rock Rink Outdoor Skating Rink, and the Giving Machine. That's a giant vending machine where you can make a donation to one of several nonprofits. Happy holidays. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
This is a St. Jude moment. Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Not bad to shape right now on our freeways, although an earlier accident still being reported on the east side of the valley as you head away from the downtown Las Vegas area. This is on 95 southbound, approaching Boulder Highway. Also, an accident on North Las Vegas Boulevard at Nellis. You want to steer clear of. Starting to load up through the resort corridor on southbound 15, really both sides of 15 between Sahara and Russell Road, but no accidents to report on I-15 or 215. Mostly sunny and cool today with light winds and afternoon highs that stop just shy of 60 degrees, 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, November 28th. We're coming to the end of November. That means the holidays, Christmas holidays, are just ahead. Very, very excited about that. We've talked with a lot of folks about the presidential race. We've talked with the TV talking heads. We've talked with candidates. It's always interesting to get their take. Today we do something a little different. We talked to a guy that's been in the arena, has run for president, and now is a former candidate for president. He is Perry Johnson, the former Republican candidate for the U.S. president, and he joins us from Michigan. Perry, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Delighted to be here.
We had you on when you were a candidate, and we have you now as a former candidate. I got to ask the burning question, why did you get into the race, and why did you get out of the race? And I'll give you as much time as you want on that one.
Well, I got into the race because I think the country is going in the wrong direction, and everybody probably realized that my major theme was on the economy. I really think the government has gone nuts. They're spending so much money, and it's going to create a huge problem. Not only has it created the inflation that we have, but it's going to create a problem for America all in the years to come. Let's face it. When I started the race, everybody said, well, you're exaggerating our debt. I was saying that we're almost $32 trillion in debt. At that time, we were 31 and a half. Well, now we are $33.7 trillion in debt. And the money is so vast, people can't even relate to it. But they have to realize that we're borrowing money at an average of around 4.8 to 5%. Now, when you're borrowing money from between 4.3 and 5.5%, it is a fortune to fund that, because you're talking about a total expense for interest of about $1.7 trillion, which is about 40% of what we collected in taxes the other year. So when you are spending that much in interest, you take away from the whole way of life that Americans have been able to lead. So you'll find very shortly they'll be talking about how they're going to have to cut back on Social Security because they won't be able to pay it. They're going to have to cut back on medical care because they can't afford to pay that. They're going to have to cut back on defense because we can't afford the defense. And how did every single country, major power in history, go under? It was always the economy. So when you take a look at Rome, it fell because they couldn't pay the troops. You take a look at the Soviet Union, how did it fall? Well, it fell because it couldn't keep up with the arms race, and Berlin Wall just fell down. And everybody knows the sun never set on the British Empire until World War II. Well, right now, we're spending money like nuts, and that is the only reason that we're spending so much for our food. It's the only reason that we're spending so much to try to buy a home. We have to raise the interest rates now to counteract what the government has done. And then it makes housing virtually unaffordable for most people. It's like crazy. But let's face it, we are losing our focus, and that's something we don't want to do. We have the greatest country the world has ever known. We have the most upwardly mobile society the world has ever known. And if we don't do something to stop what's being done right now, it's going to be gone. I think what's amazing is you take a look at the current administration, they call it the Inflation Reduction Act, but really it's just the Inflation Act. When you pay literally somebody $7,500 to go buy an electric car, and that money's just going to China because they're the ones making the batteries, and the auto industry makes no money on the electric car in the U.S. because we have to spend $20,000 for the battery, and we buy it from China. Now, some of the stuff that we do is just downright crazy. And, of course, this causes more money to be spent by the government. So the Inflation Reduction Act is just another way of phrasing things to say we're going to spend more money, which is going to cause you more inflation. But because they couldn't get it passed any other way, they just named it something else. And that is what Congress is doing. We had a bill in Michigan, for example, Secure Election. It's the Secure Election Act. What that was a bill where they did not have to show ID anymore. They could just go and vote, and they didn't have to demonstrate that they were the person they claimed to be. And that is called the Secure Election Act. Now, this is nuts. We have to recognize that in order for us to keep this country the way it is, we are going to have to fight. And it is time for us to coalesce. You ask why I got out of the race. I got out of the race. I thought campaigning was one of the greatest joys of my life. I actually love talking to the people. I love the idea of being able to tell people that we need to make a change, and that we're going in the wrong direction. And I liked elucidating my basic point of view. But I'm a guy that started out with nothing, and I had an idea. I thought we could improve things. And at the time, the auto industry was in serious trouble because Japan came in with tremendous quality, and they were killing us. And we were losing market share left and right in the 80s, and I thought I knew how to solve the problem. And I introduced statistical process control and started my first company. And in about 3 or 4 years, we had the best quality in the world. And I took that idea and I said, why not quality as a standard, a way of life? And I wrote a book on ISO 9000, the quality standard. And I've spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to companies all over the world. And I wanted to bring it to the federal government. And I think we can still do that. But it's something that we have to do together. And I think it's about time that we start banding together and saying, look, enough is enough. And we've got to get government on our side, because the government right now that we have is corrupt, and we have to get rid of it. I mean, you take a look at the things that they do, it's just, until you get into it, you don't realize how bad it is. And the bottom line is, it's something that we can change, and we will change, but it takes us coalescing together. Right now, I believe that the candidate that can win the election is Donald Trump. And if you take a look at the polls, you'll see he is at 60% in the process right now. They've done everything in their power to try to not have him be the nominee. For example, they limited the debate stage And even people that qualified, like Larry Elder qualified for the debate stage, they didn't let him on. I qualified, and they had to disqualify five of my polls to not let me on the stage. So they're disqualifying the McLaughlin poll. How can you disqualify the McLaughlin poll? I mean, it's one of the number one pollsters in the entire world. But they do. And they disqualified that, Victory Strategic, the Caravan poll, disqualified the Harvard-Harris poll. I mean, the Emerson poll. I mean, these polls don't count because they claim they're no good. Well, that's based on the decision of the Republican Party, and now this is the RNC. Well, the RNC wanted to get down to just one candidate so that they could eliminate Trump as the candidate. Well, Trump is our best chance for winning this next election, and he is somebody that has already proven that he does a much better job than Joe Biden. Ask yourself, are you better off under Trump than under Biden? Right now, it's some things are just unaffordable. And the reason for that is the government. And I say we change things.
Okay, let me just get to the nuts and bolts here. How did you come to the decision to get out? Was it a day-long process? Did you get some of your advisors together and sit around a table and make that decision? How does a candidate get out?
Well, here's what happened. We all know that in the election for the Republican nominee, it is decided on the debate stage. Trump would never have been elected if we didn't have debates. He was at 1%, okay? It was when you have them on the stage, and at one time, if you were running for office, you got on the stage. You had an opportunity for everybody to hear you. If your poll numbers were lower, you would be in a second tier. But if the top 10, they always had on the front stage, and then they had a second tier. But we always had a situation where if you were running for office, you got on the debate stage, and it was decided by Fox, not by the RNC. Fox had actually called me, they called my staff and arranged for the walkthrough because I had qualified. I had 50,000 some donors. I had met the 1% requirement nationally. I was over 1% in Iowa, over 1% in New Hampshire. So I had met all the requirements, so they already arranged the walkthrough. And that was set up at Tuesday, I guess, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the RNC that decided that they didn't want to have that many people on the stage. Or maybe they just didn't want me, because I'm in no way connected with people donating money to get me elected. I don't have anybody, any favors that I owe. So I was pretty much like Trump. They didn't want another wild card out there that they can't control. That could have been the case as to why they didn't want me. But I think the major focus was to try to get fewer people on the debate stage so that they can narrow the focus and start to knock Trump out. Because Ronna Romney runs the RNC, and she runs it with an iron fist, and she decides what is going to go on. And she was the one that gave me the call at 11:10 on Monday night before the debates and said that they decided to disqualify these polls. So that is a situation where, you know, that Romney actually ran it. Her brother ran a special against Donald Trump, and he did not want him elected. So as a bottom line, they have almost a feud there. And it amazes me because Trump helped Romney get elected. So I feel that's almost like being a traitor to the Republican Party. So right now we're in a situation where when they run the polls of Trump against Biden, you see Trump is ahead. He is the only one that is ahead. And if we want to win this next election, we have to pick a candidate that is likely to win. And Trump is likely to win. And we have a situation right now where we can take over the executive branch. We have an excellent chance to get more and more seats in the House so that we can dominate things. We can take over the Senate, and I think we need to fight together so that we can win this next election and get America on the right path. I got out of the race because I didn't get on the debate stage, and when I saw that it wasn't practical to get on the second debate stage the next time, because we were concerned that even if I got to 3% in all these polls, she would just disqualify some of these polls. And keep in mind, the biggest problem is The pollsters did not include me in 60% of all polls. So if they don't include you in the polls, and the polls where they do include you are excluded by the RNC, then no matter how much money you spend, you cannot make it. So it's a situation which is very weird. The pollsters arbitrarily decide who gets on the polls. They don't have to list your name. Now, there was a poll like the Monmouth poll where they listed no names. In other words, it's a blind poll. And that means no name is given. You just say, who do you want for president? And on that poll, yes, I was over 1% in that poll, but they decided to exclude it. That one didn't have enough. They said only had 750 respondents, so they excluded that one. But the reason I got out is that if I'm not on a debate stage, I would have a very difficult time when Super Tuesday comes. I thought I could probably finish third or fourth in Iowa, maybe similarly in New Hampshire. I know that if I go to Michigan in number five, I can finish second, might even win Michigan, because it is going to be like Nevada. It's a caucus. Actually, it's a convention. So there are about 8,000 people, and I know most of them. So I know I could do very well there. I know I could do well in the islands. I think I could win the islands. But the bottom line is, when Super Tuesday comes, nobody will have heard of me.
Yeah.
Because if you're not on that debate stage, you don't get the publicity. And again, I would get killed.
Again, Perry Johnson joining us, the former Republican candidate for U.S. president. You have come out and said that Ronna McDaniel should be either fired or she should resign. Why? You have a very interesting take on that.
Well, let's take a look at how we've done since she's been in. And just be pragmatic about it. Take the election 2018. She gets in 16. So in 18, so she has 2018 where she's actually in. She's been there for 2 years. How did we do in 2018 in election? We lost the Congress. So let's take a look at what happened in 2020. In 2020, it was an unmitigated disaster. We lost everything. We lost the executive branch, the House, the Senate. Let's take a look at 2022. We were supposed to have the biggest red wave ever because Biden's popularity was at an all-time ebb. And when the president is down that far in an off election where you're not electing a president, the other party really does very, very well. And historically, we should have killed them. We should have annihilated the Democrats. We expected to take over the Senate. In fact, the pundits, even Vegas, where you are right now, they claim we're going to pick up 2 to 3 seats and we'll be literally taking over the Senate. Not only did we not pick up the 3 seats, we lost a seat. So we were in worse shape in the Senate. And the House, they had us as high as 85 seats as a majority. So that was... the betting odds were around 60 seats in the House. We have a 4-seat majority. So that was a disastrous election. Ever since she's been in, we have had a disaster. But the problem is that it's decided by 150 people decide whether or not she gets reelected. Each state has 3 people that are appointed that get in, and these people decide. And she can give gifts to these people, tell them various things that they are going to do, that she's going to do for them, and essentially, indirectly, can bribe people to end up voting for her. Now, it's a disaster what's going on, because she's obviously not helping the Republican Party. And her idea of narrowing the debate stage and controlling it for the first time in history, because this has never been done before, the RNC decided they wanted to control the debate stage. So they then got in, and they could make a decision on whether or not they like poll A, poll B, poll C, and for the first time in history in the RNC, you had to actually get donors. Now, I'm funding my own campaign. Why do I need donors? We go out there, and we actually pay money in order to get donors. So we advertise for donors when we're funding our own campaign. Now, in this race, I spent about $16 million. And I did things that I would never have done. It was it's absurd, because why would I advertise nationally at a point when they're not voting for 9 months? I mean, it's silly. You really should focus in Iowa and New Hampshire, spend your time there. It's retail politics. Do well there. And then you start advertising when it makes sense to advertise, because people have short memories. If I run an ad now and you're going to vote a year from now, it's silly. So advertising 7 months ago, that or six, 7 months ago nationally, made no sense whatsoever. What do we have? We have five states in the beginning, right? You have Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, and Michigan. That's it. That's all you should be concerned with in the beginning. And when you have a state where you have to go and do retail politics, it makes sense to get into that state, talk to the people, get them to know you, and deal with the people that are going to actually make decisions as to whether or not you are going to be the nominee.
Hey, Perry, we are out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the race. I get a sense, and I'm into my final 30 seconds, I get a sense that that you're not done with politics. Are you?
Oh, no. I'm going to continue fighting. We have a great country. We have to keep it that way, and I think everybody in America should realize that you are born, when you're born in America, you've already won the lottery, and I want to keep it that way.
Perry Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Godspeed to you and your family, and I think we have not heard the last of Perry Johnson. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and enjoy life.
Perry Johnson from Michigan, former Republican candidate for U.S. president. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are under 50 days until the first vote's being cast for 2024. We're past Thanksgiving. What do we expect?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your health care needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits.